Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. We are up to Lamed Hey, actually second line. Nimnu milishvua. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said yesterday that if a woman, almana, wants to collect the ksuva, she has to swear in Beis Din that she never got any of the ksuva yet. However, the Mishnah said yesterday that we stopped women. There came a time in history when we would no longer allow women to swear. But Rabbi Gamliel made a takana. That's why this Mishnah is here. We're talking about takanas of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that women should not swear in court, but swear outside of court. That has different ramifications. That's all different. And we're going to see today why they made a gzera to have women stop swearing, and why they reinstituted it, but not inside Beis Din. Okay? Here we go. My timer. Nimnu milahi shviya. We made a shavua that women should stop swearing. We made a gzera that women should stop swearing. My time, why? Why? Why can't women swear? What happens is, the husband passes away. The woman, the alman, or the widow, wants to collect her ksuva. Maybe she got half of it already. Maybe she got money already over the years he's been paying down that ksuva. So she has to swear. The yisomim have no idea. So she has to swear to the yisomim, I never received anything. And then she's entitled. So why'd they stop that? My time. Ilem mishum d'Rav Kahana, if it's because of the story of Kahana, what's that story? The Amr of Kahana, v'amri lo Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav, ma'isa v'adam echer b'shnei b'tzaros. There was once a story of a man during a famine. It was during a b'shnei b'tzaros, a year of famine. Shehifkid dinar zahav etzel almana. He left a certain money. He left a dinar next with a woman who was an almana. V'hinichasau bekad shel kemach. And she put it in the flower pot. She put it in the flower container. And she forgot about it. She forgot about it. V'afa'aso bepas. She baked it in bread. V'nasno la'oni. And she baked it in a... She didn't realize. She forgot it was there. So when she took out the flour to bake, the coin got stuck, got mixed up with the flour, and she baked it, and she gave it to an oni. Ba'bal ha-dinar, the guy who owns the dinar, comes back to the almana, va'amala, and says to her, ha'chili dinari, let me have my dinar back. She forgot all about it. Va'amrole, so she said to emphasize to such a degree how innocent she thought she was, she said, Yehene sam hamaves be'echer miboneha shel oso isha, the malach hamaves should take away one of my children, right? Shel oso isha, she's talking about herself, the malach hamaves, the sam hamaves, death should come and take away one of my children, im nehenisi midinarech klum, if I had any hanah from your dinar at all. Now, it's machlokas whether or not she was saying she doesn't have to pay it. It's machlokas. It's Masha from the Ein Yaakov, we'll say in a minute, she didn't think she had to pay it back. Others say, no, she owed the money. She owed it to him. She's saying, I didn't have any hanah from it. That's a machlokas. It seems to be a machlokas. Anyway, Amru, the story continues, lo hayu yamim mu'atim, it wasn't a few days later, ad shemeis echad biboneha, one of her children unfortunately died. Now, ukeshashamu chachamim bedavar, when the chachamim heard that this is what happened, amru, they said, ma mi shenishba be'emes kach, when somebody swears truthfully, this is the result. In other words, swearing is not a good thing. Swearing only leads to harm. Why? Because you have to be, we'll see in a minute what the Ben Yehuda says about this. Swearing is the potential harm that can come out of swearing, even if it's true, is so great. Kach nishba ala sheker, alach has kama v'kama. What's going to happen when someone is going to have the chutzpah and the azus to lie? You know what? No more swearing. If that's the reason the Mishnah said we made a rule no more swearing, is that the reason? Then that's the reason. Now, if that's the reason, now, before we get to the question on the reason, we still have to finish up the story. Now, my time at Iansha, Why was she punished? Why was she punished, this woman? What'd she do wrong? So she swore truthfully. She didn't have hana from that money. She just forgot about it. So the Gemara answers, unbelievable. The ishtarshi la makom dinar. She did get hana. You know why? Because she was able to spare herself the space in the bread that was taken up by the coin would have been taken up with flour. Tiny amount. So she was able to save some flour by having the space filled up with a coin. And she got enough of that. So she was punished. Because it wasn't even a true oath. So if it wasn't a true oath, my Mishanish Baba MS, then what does the Gemara mean when it says, oh, somebody swears truthfully, this is what happens. What happens if you swear falsely? She did swear falsely. She said, I didn't have hana from that dinar. But it wasn't really true. She did get hana. So the Gemara answers, no, we meant to say, Kemishanish Baba MS. As if someone swears truthfully. In other words, even though her oath was not 100% true, it was b'shogeg. She didn't lie b'mezid. She didn't intentionally lie. She thought, she forgot about it, she thought that it was truthful. Right? She didn't realize. Fine, so it's a shogeg. That's the point. If somebody gives a shavua, thinking it's true, genuinely, honestly, good intentions, and it happens to me, it's not so true. She said, I never got one penny's worth of hana from this dollar, from this dinar. It's not true. She saved a few pennies of dough because the coin took up space. Wasn't true. And if that's what happens to you, what happens? She loses her child. Imagine if you swear falsely. What's going to happen to you? Now, the Marsha says, so how do we know that that's the reason that the child died? How do we know that? Because there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Beis that says that because of the avon of Shavuos and Nedarim, children die. That's the punishment. Right? So the Chachamim were able to say that's the reason for that mistake. Now, to flesh out the story, why does the Gemara have to say it was a famine year? Who cares when it was? It was during a famine, and a man came to a woman and said, hey, hold my dollar for me. Who cares? Who cares?
Appreciate the flour.
So, what?
Appreciate a little bit of flour. That much more.
So what? What does with the story?
That's what
the Ben Yehuda says that. He says, normally this would have been less than a Shavar Pruta. And there wouldn't have been a swearing. There wouldn't have been the whole thing wouldn't have come up. But during a famine, everything's worth a lot. Everything's worth a lot. It depends one shot the Ben Yehuda says. And Yaakov says, the reason why is because in any other year, she would have been Poshea. Because there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia that says, you don't hide money in a flower pot jar. That's not how you put money. You put money in the ground. That's the best place to put money. You know, there's no shmira. It's a bad, very bad shmira. She would have been negligent as a shomer. She would have been negligent, shomereth. She would have been negligent for putting who puts money there? No, but it's during a famine year. So it's during a famine year, you guard your flour like anything. So putting the money there was the best place to put it. So that implies she was not a poshea. Right? She did the best shmira possible. And she forgot. Second shot of the video is even more scary. You know what? Look at this. It was a famine year. What's she doing with her time? She's baking food for Aniyim. Tzedakah, chesed, right? She's also shomeres for people. Unbelievable woman. She made one little look at the harm that can get caused from swearing falsely. Even half false. Shogig. All her tzidkus, all her milas didn't help. That's a frightening. There's a Rambam who says that if you swear for the truth, it's a good thing. I don't think that's the current way of behavior. To swear, even if it's true, even if it's 100. Today's Friday. It's not debatable. It's not a debate. It's not up for discussion. But stay away from that kind of practice. The story highlights what could happen. Right? Even if you think it's true, maybe today is Friday. There's no debate about that. But that's a rare case. Right? You never really know what's all true. There could be, you know, variations, and it's a good practice to stay away. Okay.
Swearing over the
No, she didn't say anything about her children. Oh, she did, right. She mentioned it. You mentioned that. What are you doing? Right? You're begging for trouble. Right? Okay. Now, so, getting back. The reason why we took away a shavua from almanas is because of the danger that can come from swearing. That's the reason. So if that's the reason, imishum ha, so then my iri almana. Why are we only limiting this taking away shavuas? Only to almanas. Afilu gerushanami. Even divorced women also. There are certain cases where a gerusha had to swear before she wanted to collect her. In other words, the husband divorced her. She's now a gerusha. And then he died. So now she comes to the Yisrael and says, she's not an almana, she's a gerusha. But the husband's still dead. And she comes and says, I want my ketuva. He never paid me. There are certain instances which she'll have to swear to the Yisrael. So why don't we make the same gzeira? So Gemara says, Alama Amar of Zera Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu El Almana. This is only true by an Almana. Avo Gerusha, but a Gerusha Mashbinosa. We do make her swear. What about a Gerusha? So the Gemara answers, No. Almana shiny. Almana is different. You know why? The Bahahi Hana the Katarcha Kami Diasmi Asya La Ure Hetera. Unbelievable insight into people. Let's say the husband, over the years, did give her some of that ksuva. He gave her a little bit here and there and there. What does the almana say? That's not the ksuva. I cooked for these kids. Maybe they're not even her kids. I raised them. I took care of them. I did the laundry. So he gave me a little bit of a few dollars for my ksuva. I'm going to apply that for all the work I did being the mother of the home. That's not for my ksuva. She's going to be more reheter. There's much more of a chance that a woman will be more reheter when she's an almana than when she's a gerusha. When she's a gerusha, doesn't come up. She's divorced. She's not there. When there's an almana here, so she's still in the house. The almana, she's in the house. She's taking care of them and she's feeding them. And so she took a little bit from the pot, right? And then she comes. I want my ksuva. So the Yisrael are going to say, but didn't you take a little bit from the pot? No, that was to take care of you. She has to give him more heter. When there's a gerusha, they throw her out. Right? She's out and not in the house anymore. So since it's amazing insight. So true how people will do that. Right? That's stealing. What do you mean? It's coming to me. Right? That's exactly what she's saying. It's coming to me. She doesn't even think she's lying. She doesn't think. She's being more heter. Right? More heter. I didn't do anything wrong. The Rashash says, that's why the Gemara doesn't ask this question about what about any time someone has a chov? Why should they swear? Maybe they're going to swear. Why are we only asking about women? Only almanas, only gerush. What about anybody? Any time someone has a chov, don't swear. Why? Because maybe you'll lie. So the Rashash says no. An almana, the more heter is clear, even by a gerusha. But what about the time when she lived in the house? What about she took care of everybody? Also, there's a shemet of being more heter. Some a man in the street lends you $100, and then you come to the Yisomim, and you say to the Yisomim, by the way, your father never paid me. What's the Mora Heter? Only by women that live in the house, there's a potential Mora Heter. That's why only by these two cases, we even have a Havmina. By Almana, we buy it. It's true, Mora Heter. But by Agrusha, we don't buy it. Because Lamaisa, we're really talking about the moment of when the husband died. When the husband died, she was already divorced. So since people can be more heter, that there's a potential for that. By almanas, we made a rule by almanas, no more swearing. Why? Because you're only going to end up lying. And the potential for, and the punishment for lying, is we don't even want to discuss what the punishments are. It doesn't make a difference. That's the onesh. The Gemara in Shabbos says that's the onesh for swearing falsely. Happens to be, coincidentally, she also mentioned them. Maybe that's why she mentioned them. I know that, Gemara. Right, my husband went to Daf Yomi. I know that Gemara, and I'm still saying it because I'm so confident I'm right. And she was wrong. Maybe that's exactly the pshat. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, I'm not sure I understand this, but I'll say it over. The Gemara says as follows. Let's say that two partners, there's a Gemara in, I think it's above Mitzia, two partners come to split up the partnership. And one partner says, you're entitled to, I think I'm entitled to this. And the other partner says, no, you're not entitled to that. And they have a dispute. So they come to bed, and they have a dispute. They're going to divvy up the partnership. So the halacha is, they have to swear. Why? Because the Gemara says, because they marry heter to each other. Right? I did so much more work than him. Of course I'm entitled to this. And the other one says the exact same thing. So since when you have partners, you're being more heter, there's much more potential to not even lie, just to think you're right. Much more potential to think you're right, and therefore the Chachamim instituted the Shavua by Shutfin when they split up the partnership. So isn't the fact that you're being more heter more of a reason to require a Shavua, not less? Think about that. If you're being more heter, that's more of a reason, right? Since you're gonna the Meiri answers. The Meiri answers, there's no din that a shutef has to swear. They don't have to swear. There's no rule like that. So there's no rule like that. You start off with not having to swear. Now you start to be playing games. You think you're entitled. That will make a shavua. Here, the din is you have to make a shavua. That's the din. Now that we have more a heter here, it's much more of a reason to stop making a shavua. Right? I think that makes a lot of sense. Right, to be eerie saying, it's all backwards. We start off with a Shavua. Normally she has to swear, unlike partners. Now we're afraid, since she's being more heter, that's a reason to make her not swear, not to make her swear. Okay. Now, the Chassam Sofer asks an unbelievable question. He says, if you think about this whole story here, the reason why we stop making the Shavua, why do we stop doing that? Was to benefit the almana, because we don't want her children, we don't want her klalos to happen, right? We don't want these things to happen. So we made it the kind of no shavua. Now what do we do instead? Rabbi Gamliel was mesakein that she should swear, but not in Bezdin. So outside of Bezdin, so the rules of all those rules of klala are much weaker, because as Rashi is going to say in a minute, there's no sefer Torah, you don't mention Hashem's name, all these reasons why we should be more makel. So the Chassam Sofer asks, why did we do that? We did that because we wanted the Almana to get her ksuva, right? But by doing that, you're taking away money away from the Yisomim. In other words, the Yisomim are willing to say, I'll give her a check. All she has to do is swear. I'll give her a check, no problem. The Chachamim said she shouldn't swear, so what do you want from me? I'm not giving her a check without a Shavua. The Chachamim don't want her to swear. They don't want her klalos to happen. So what do you want from me? Now you made a takana, she should throw over there and take away my money? Why is that fair? Why are we picking the almana over the yisomim? Right, they're both disadvantaged people. Why are we picking one over the other? So the Chassam Sofer says, no. The flip side will be that she'll be supported forever. Right, she's entitled to mizonos. Right, she's entitled to mizonos until she's toveya her ksuva. We're going to see in a minute. Once you toveya your ksuva, you don't get mizonos anymore. Rashi says, because now you indicated you're on the market. Are you on the market now? You want to get remarried? So give me my ksuvah so I can separate the relationship between you people and I can move on with my life. So once you do that, Rashi has an amazing line. He says that the only reason why the almana is getting the mizonos is mishum kvodo. Kvodo shel meis. So once she starts dating and she's on the market and she wants to sever the relationship, it's almost kavod. So it's over. But she's not stupid. So listen, all right, I won't get remarried, but I'll be supported forever. It's not such a bit. Depends how old she is, right? Depends. Some you never know. So the Yisomim are going to have to pay this lady forever. They'll never stop supporting her. Forever, till she passes away. Could be 40 years. Who knows? Maybe she doesn't want to get remarried. Who knows? So the Chassam Sofer says it's true. We're favoring the Yisomim, the Almana, no question. But it definitely benefits the Yisomim also. They pay it off and it's over. So they don't have to pay it forever. Could be that mizonos can add up to more maybe over the years. You never know. So the Chassam Sofer says it's not so simple who's gaining and who's losing. Yeah, maybe, it might be a short-term loss, but a long-term gain. Okay. Next. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Dar Mitavayu, Rav and Shmuel both say the following din. Lo shanu ela bebezdin. We only said this in front of a bezdin. This din about not allowing swears is only in a Beis Din, as Rashi says, because you have to take a chefetz, a Torah, swear with Hashem's name. Ava chutz le Beis Din, but outside of Beis Din, mashbino so. We do make her swear. Rashi says, it's the Rashi of Lebezim Ashbiyin Oso. So at the end of that Rashi, he says, V'chutz Lebezim Shvur Derabonon. It's only Derabonon. Beklalas Arur. Beklalas Arur. What does that mean? Curses will come upon her. V'lo Nakit Midi. She doesn't hold on to a Torah. V'ein Onsha Kolkach. And she doesn't get punished so much. So that will let her do. Now, what about Hashem's name? It's Mashma from Rashi that she doesn't mention Hashem's name. Right, when you swear with Hashem, when you're saying that name, it's much more of a, it's much more humble, right? Even today, even in America, right? They make you swear on a Bible. Why do they do that? They still do that. Yes, no, we don't do it in our court. We don't do it, but there are places where they still do it. Why do they do it? You still have to swear, by the way.
Yes. What do you,
why? Because there's a certain fear of taking an oath and being false, right? Still fear. It's one of the reasons why hearsay is not admissible. Because the hearsay statement was not under oath. It's one of the reasons. So, Amy, is that true? Is that true that outside of Bezin the rules are different? Rav would not allow an almana to collect. Yeah, kasha, that's a kasha. Rav's cheat is very difficult. Rav didn't let them collect. Why? He wouldn't let them make a shavua. Why? So either because he insisted on the chefetz, he insisted on the Hashem's name, and he couldn't have it, so he wouldn't allow it. I don't know how, according to Rav, how did the woman ever get her ksuva? She only got her ksuva if someone would cut her a check on her say-so. We're going to flush out Rav in a minute. Besura Masni Hachi. In Surah, they had that version. In Benahardah, Masni Hachi. In Hardah, they had the following version. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. It's the same thing, just how it's phrased. Lo shanu el beBezdin. This is all true only in Bezdin. Avol chutz leBezdin, but outside of Bezdin, mashbiyin oso, we would let her swear. V'rav amar afil lechutz leBezdin, nami e mashbiyin oso, we wouldn't let her do it. Rav l'taimei, Rav was consistent. Rav lo magave ksuva la'ar melasa. Rav would not allow a ksuva to be paid on the basis of an oath. Right? Why not? So, as I said before, the Rajba says he didn't let swears out of chayfetz, and there's no chayfetz outside of Bezdin. The Meiri says that the onish of outside of Bezdin maybe was worse, because since it's less, there's less requirements, so it's more severe maybe. So he didn't want a woman to be subject to that. So for whatever reasons, there's no swearing outside of Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Vili Adra, what about, can she make a neder? Anybody can make a neder in the world. Why can't she make a neder? Vili Gavaihu, and then she can collect her ksuva. So the Gemara says, no, Bishoni Derav, Kili Nidri. In Rav's times, everybody laughed at neders. Nobody took them seriously. They're not worth anything. He wouldn't allow it.
Then this example we asked before, why you favored the Amara on his son. So maybe Rav said, Enochanami, you don't favor the
Amara. Maybe Enochanami. So then how's she ever getting that ksuva?
She's not?
Okay. So that,
this stuff
supporting her. Okay, right. So if they don't want to keep doing that, they'll pay her the ksuva. Right. It's a built-in incentive. Right? To sever the relationship. Let her move on. Right? Now, Hahu da Asai lekameh de Rav Huna. There was a woman who came in front of Rav Huna. Amala and said, I want to get my ksuva. But you know what? There's no swearing. So how am I going to make ksuva? So Amala, so Rav Huna says to this woman, Ma'iyavadlach, what should I do? There's nothing I can do. My hands are tied. The Rav lo magavit ksuva salam asal. Rav wouldn't allow it. So Amrale, Midi hu taima el adilma nikitna midi biksuvasi. The whole reason, says the woman, the whole reason why Rav said I can't collect is because we're afraid that I got something already, and I'm going to swear that I didn't because I'm going to be more a heter, and we're afraid of all this potential, all these problems, right? As a Rav said, no. But you know what? Chai Hashem Tzivakos. I swear, im nehenisi miksuvasi klum, if I got any hanah at all. If I got any hanah at all. I swear I didn't. Now, Amar Rav Huna, moder Rav bekofetes. Rav admits that if the woman on her own initiative will make a shavua, then we'll believe her. Right? Why? The presumption is because you don't lie when you're not prompted. Right? When you're not prompted, you don't lie. When you volunteer, you're not lying. And now that the story's out of the bag, people will know, so we don't assume that. Right? When you're not prompted, when you volunteer information, must be true. That's the assumption. Therefore, then they let her collect.
There was another woman who came in front of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amala, and said the same story, I want my ksuva. So Amala, Mat Yavidlach, what can I do for you?
The Rav lo megave ksuva sala amr. So Rav wouldn't allow it. Ve'abba mori lo megave ksuva. So my father Rav Huna also wouldn't allow Amala, so for a widow. What can I do?
So Amrala, the Havli Mizoni. So at least let them support me.
Now already it gets tricky. So at least support me, nu.
So Amala, Mizoni Nami Leslach. You can't even get supported. You know why? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hatovas, Ksuvas, the Bebezdin, Ein La Mizonos.
Once you demand your Ksuva, you no longer get Mizonos. Why? Rashi says, because now you're on the market. Now you indicated you want to sever the relationship and move on in your life. Right? And try to get remarried. So by doing that, the husband now, the relationship is over. No more kavod. So Rashi says.
That v'ihu lo asni bahado ela kol yimei megur amruluseich.
Only the days when you're living as an almana. Then I'll support you. Bebesi, in my house. Shehi almana b'shvil kvodo. Right? Who are you, lady? I am Mr. So-and-so's widow. There's a certain kavod to the mace that she says that. And he'll pay her for that. It's all built into the ksuva. He'll pay the mizonos. But now that she wants to move on, and get paid, sever the relationship, he doesn't have to pay anymore. So, exactly what you're thinking, she's thinking the same thing you're all thinking. So, Amrulay, so afkuha lekurse, your chair should be turned down. In other words, you should have a klal on you.
Kibay tre avdadli,
you got me on both ends. You don't give me the ksuva and you don't even let me be supported. So, from both ends, you got me.
So you know what happened when the Talmidim heard that she said that? So hafchu lekurse v'terutza.
They took a chair, they put it down, and then they picked it back up. In other words, the klala should happen to that chair. Not that he should have to sit shiva chas v'shalom or something else, but the klala, right, she said the chair should be turned down, the chair was turned down.
But you know what? Afilu hachilo iprik micholshe.
He didn't escape getting sick. Right? When someone says a klala, it somehow, right, there's always, even if you're not a tzaddik, even if you're not some gadol ador, there's some kind of shemet, and it happened. So, right, the almana complaining. Right, so Hashem listens to almanas. Right.
So, Amar Lamalei Rav Yehuda Rav Yirmiya Bira, Adjer Bebezdin, let her make an oath in Bezdin. V'ashva'a chutz l'Bezdin. Let her swear outside of Bezdin. V'lesi, and let her give her v'lesi kala. Let word go out. V'lipol b'udnei d'be'ina kihechi avid b'maisa.
Let the word go out. This is how I paskin. The people should paskin this halacha l'maisa. In other words, outside of Bezdin, it's okay. Outside of Bezdin, it's okay. They disagree with Rav. Rav's opinion is very difficult. It never lets a woman get a ktuva. So please paskin and please spread the word that this is how we're paskining, that the woman's entitled to the ktuva. So just one point, Rashi says that a shvua outside of Bezdin, he implied, as I said before, you don't mention Hashem's name. The Rambam argued. The Rambam said as follows. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shavuos, Perek Yilav Halacha Yud Gimel, Ein Bein Shavuos Hesis L Shavuos Hadayanim. A Shavuos Hesis is a Shavuos Derabanan, like this. We created a shvua over there. There's no difference between them. Ella, the only difference is Nikitas Chayfetz. Do you hold a Sefer Torah when you make a Shavuot not in Bezin? No. That's the only difference. She'enish bon Shavuot Hesed Ochei Sefer Torah. You don't hold a Sefer Torah. Aval Mashbiin Oso B'Shem O B'Kinui. You mention Hashem's name or a nickname of Hashem, right? Says the Ravid, Omer Ani, Omer Avram, Shamati Shetiknu HaGaonim Zal She'ein Mashbiin Achshav Lo B'Shem Lo B'Kinui. We do not do that anymore. Why not? Kedei Shelo Yehei HaOlam Charev Al Yedei HaChatoim Sherabu. We don't want more sinners in the world. No more doing that. The Gaonim did away with that. Taka the Rambam say that. Kesef Mishnah says amazingly that the Rambam was unaware of that takana. He didn't know about that takana's Gaonim. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Radvaz says no. The Rambam was only writing Medina de Gemara. that's a difficult shot also, because the Rambam didn't do that. He wrote for all time. He wrote just the Din of the Gemara, right? That's what the Radvaz said. The Kesef Mishnah says that maybe the Rambam didn't have that takana. Chassam Sofer says that he saw a tshuva of the Rambam where his Mashal Rambam did have that takana. So the Chassam Sofer himself said, there's another Rambam that can answer the question. Because the Rambam says in Hilchas Toin V'Nitzein, Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, I think what he's going to say is as follows. Horu Rabosai, Shekol Misha Nishayev Shavua. Anybody that has to make a tshuva, I say to you, where's the pen? What pen? Swear. Okay. Anytime that happens, Afilu B'Dvarim Shel Heses, even if it's a Dinei Rabbanan, Yesh Lo L'Hachrim Stam Kodim Sheyishba. They make a chayrim on all your possessions. I'll call me sheyiton olai, dovar she'eni chayiv bo. If I don't have to, kidei sheyishbi osi b'chinam, I don't have to swear for false, for no reason. V'yana himishbiu amen. He'll say, fine. V'yachar kach, yishbazeh, and then he'll swear. V'takana tovehizu, this is a good idea. L'bal edinin, kidei sheyimnu mitayinus sheker. If I'm wrong, that all my stuff becomes Mukudash to the Beit HaMikdash, or I can't touch it, it's a Chayrima, I don't want that, right? So lo yirg v'lo hotu shem shemayim levatala, v'lo yisru shem hashav. There won't be a swear. So the Chassam Sofer says, this halacha undid that, right? If that's then no one will ever happen. So that's what the Chassam Sofer suggested. Okay. Next. Gufa. Up to Gufa? Gufa. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu el almana. We said before, this din only applied by an almana. Aval gerusha, mashbein also. A gerusha would let her swear. So the Gemara says, v'gerusha da adra lo? But what, a gerusha can't make a neder? Only a swear? I don't know. V'ha shalchum mitom. What about the following story? Ech plunaisa bas ploni. So-and-so bas so-and-so. Kibulas gita min yoda da acha barhedya. Received a get from the hand of acha barhedya. The Mesakri Ayamari, he's also called Ayamari, his nickname. Vinadarta Vasarta Peros Shiva Olam Allah, and she made a neder forbidding all fruit in the world to her. The lo kibalas miksuvasa that she didn't receive except Ella Glufkura Echad, one coat. Look at Rashi at the bottom line, coat. One coat, Vesefer Tehillim, and a Tehillim, Vesefer Eov, and a Sefer Eov, Umam Shalos Bluim, and a worn out Sefer Mishle. Right, so she already got these things, but she made a neder. She didn't make a shavua. That braisa implied she could only make a shavua, not a neder. So it's not such a kasha. Anyway, we see that it's not true. This was a story here. Vishamunam b'chamisha mana, and they evaluated all that, add up to $5. It was $5 for the sefer Tehillim and the Eov and the Mishle and the coat. Ulkishatovu liyedchem, and when it got to her hand, hagove es hashar, she'll get the rest. Right. So what do you see from here that she made a neder? Didn't you say a minute ago she could make a shvua, but it implied not a neder? No, Amar Vashi, hahi get yavman hava. That was a get yavman. What happened? Her husband died. Her husband died. And now she has to fall to Yibam. One of the brothers gave her a get. Why did the brother do that? I don't know why he did that. But once he does that, we learned in Yavamis, he can no one else can do Yibam now. He ruined Yibam for everybody. So that's the get that they handed her. So now she's coming to collect from the husband. Not right. She's coming back to the husband. It wasn't a divorce really. That's all we're trying to say. It wasn't really a divorce. It was a get given by the Yibam, by the Yavam, right? So she's really considered an almana. Either was a get. Yeah, the get the Yavam gave her a get. So it doesn't really have any bearing on our rule about a gerusha. Okay.
Was she married though?
She was married. She was married to a man.
No, it says she got a get from her husband, Achabar.
Right.
Was he really her husband?
No, husband.
It was a husband's brother. So he's called a husband. Not really the husband. Right. That's what it says. It's the Gemara's answer. Okay, next. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel hazakin shetehino deris. So then Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that she can swear outside of the presence of Beis Din, right? The downside for such a false or shogig shavu is not so terrible, and therefore she'll do that. Now, Amar of Huna, lo shana ela b'shul nitet. That's all nice and good as long as she's not married. She's not remarried. Aval nitet. But what if she's remarried? Ein madirin osa. We do not let her make such a shavua outside of Beis Din. Nitet, my timer, why not? It's very obvious, why not? De, who made for loy baal. Because the husband's going to be made for that. What? I don't know why it's not Beinu Lebeinu. It's not Beinu Lebeinu. But what, unless you say that now she's going to become a nice rich lady, and that's Beinu Lebeinu, I don't see how.
Depends on the nature of the nether.
What?
Depends on the nature of the nether.
What's she going to say? She's going to say, I swear I never got a nickel. How's that Beinu Lebeinu?
It's a nether.
What?
That's what he's saying. He's not a shvut, it's a nether. So
she says,
I'm a couple something.
Right. Oh, I won't eat meat. I won't eat meat. I won't take a shower. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara says, so kilo nitzes nami. So even if she's not married, we should say the same din. You know why? L'chi mintzava, she'll make a nether in the morning. She's getting married in the afternoon. Right? And mefer labal. The baal will be made for it. So the Gemara says, no. Ain't a baal made for it, but kodman. No, a baal can't be made for a nedarim that existed before they got married. That's not a kasha. So the Gemara says, "V'nechash dilma azal agabi chacham." Maybe she'll go to a chacham v'shari lo, and she'll undo it. So k'savar, the answer is we hold tzarech lefaret es haneder. She has to be mefaret the neder. She has to say why she's coming here to be undo the neder. Why are you undoing this neder? Because you want to take away money from the. So not going to be made for it. Not going to be made for it. Right? Rav Nachman Amar, afilu nises, even if she's got married, the husband can't do it, undo it. You know why? Nises vada made for labal. Well, won't the baal be made for it? So the Gemara says, no. De madrin on la barabim. We make her make that neder in public. And if it's in public, so we're going to have a machlokas now, can that neder be undone? So Tosfos asks, forget barabim. There's another way to make an ironclad neder. What's that? Al das rabim. Not birabim, but al das rabim, that can never be undone. So how do we do that? So Tosfos answers that we only say al das rabim. No, I'm sorry. The Ramban says not. Rav Huna argues and holds even a das rabim can also be undone. That's one shot. The Meiri says we only say that a das rabim is ironclad only if it's for a mitzvah. But if it's not for a mitzvah, then even it can be undone. Fine. Meisvei, wait a minute. We have a brayso that says, Niseis, if somebody is married, gove ksuvasa. She can collect her ksuba in nadara, if she makes a neder. My la, doesn't that mean nadara hashta? She's making a neder right now? What? We said you can't make a neder now when you're married because the husband's going to undo it. Well, but he can. He will. He will. He's not going to have his wife never shower. He's not going to do that. So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, demidar meikara. No, like we said, she made an eder before they got married. I v'atanya, another brayso says, niseis, she gets married, no deres, she then makes an eder, v'gova ksuvasa, and then she gets the ksuva. So what do you see? She can make an eder now? So the Gemara says, you know what? Tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoihim. De'ika lamanda amar neder shehuda barabim yesh lo hafara. Some say that an eder made in public can be undone. Vikalamanda amar ain lo hafara. It can't be undone. If it can't be undone, then it can take place even after the marriage, because it can't be undone. Okay? Now, there's a halacha that if you make a neder not to be have enough from somebody, you can only undo that neder in the presence of the person you made that neder in front of. You made that neder. Say it again. We learned this in March, like back in March, not so long ago, in the Durham. If you make a neder not to have anaf from somebody, and here she's making a neder not to have anaf, let's say the Yisomim, the only way you can undo that neder is if it's matir or mayford in front of the Yisomim. Where the Yisomim aren't here. So the Be'iri says, no, that's exactly what the Gemara meant when it said you have to be mefarate the neder. You have to go explain, and the judge is going to say, so bring them over here. That's one answer. Tosfos himself says it's very different. The whole reason why we made that rule is because we didn't want you to do that to people, so it's an embarrassment factor. Here, the Yisroel are going to be thrilled. They get her off the chest. She's not bothering them anymore. So, it's not a problem. Now, Ibai Elohu, Tzorach lefaret es haneder or inner tzorach? Do you have to, Lamaisa, you have to even lefaret your neder? You have to explain the reasons? Rav Nachman Amar, Eino Tzarach. No. Rav Papa Amar, Tzarach.
You have to mefarat your neder. Rav Nachman, Amar Einot Tzarech, you don't have to de-amrit, because if you do have to, Tzarech Zimnan the guy is lola dibure. You're going to not say the whole story. Right? And then what's going to happen? V'chacham ay deshama mefer. The chacham only has what you give him. So we don't want to overdo it, because who knows what will happen. So therefore, you don't have to go into it in such detail. Rav Papa Amar Tzarech, Mishra Milta D'Isura. You do have to, for exactly that reason. Maybe you're going to have a neder for an improper purpose. Maybe you're going to be made for the neder for an improper, like here. You're being made for the neder for an improper reasoning. So for that issue, we are more machmer, and we make you be mefarat your neder. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said something fascinating. It's a machaber, Hilchas Nedarim. Everybody learns Hilchas Nedarim. Listen to this halacha. Kodim shiatiru, before you matar a neder, tzarech shiyifrot lehem haneder. You have to specify the neder, v'hasiba, and the reason, shebishvila nadar. Why'd you make that neder? You hear this? And nobody does that. Second, nobody does that. Nobody says why they made the neder. It's unbelievable. It's a beferish or machaber. Nobody does that. So the preacher says, the reason why nobody does that is because mistama, why do people make the darm today? Because for tainis, they did navera, for tzidk, all these types of reasons. So then the reason's obvious. If you taka have another reason, you have to say it. It's a beferish or machaber. That's what the preacher says. The shach says, no. The obligation to ask, what's the reason for this neder? It's on the noder. It's on the guy who makes the neder. The chacham has no obligation to ask you. So if you don't offer it, it's your avera. It doesn't stop the person from being made for your neder. You just get an avera. And the Taz says, no. The Shulchan Aruch didn't mean that you have to give the reason why you made the neder. That's not what he meant. What he meant was, you have to be as express. We don't care what Devarim should believe. You have to go tell the Chacham the Devarim should believe. No. But it's just part of the explaining to the guy what your neder was. If the reason for the neder is part of the explanation to try to undo it, then you have to tell him. And if not, not. Okay? That is the we'll stop here because the next time it continues. Tomorrow's daf is the daf in Shas about Prosbul, which is actually going to be coming up for this time in the next 7 years. For the next 7 years, all tomorrow's daf is all about Prosbul. It goes into Sunday also, so we'll see everybody then. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Yeah.